This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Fulfilled prophecy always intrigues me and encourages my faith in God and His Word. Zechariah made statements which uniquely point to Jesus Christ. In chapter 11, verses 12 and 13, talks about paying a shepherd his wages. They paid me 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to me, "Throw it to the potter." So it was thrown into the house of the Lord to the potter. Matthew 26 reports Judas betraying Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, then in remorse throwing it into the temple, and a potter's field was purchased with it. Zechariah 13:6 says a prophet was asked, "What are these wounds on your body?" He answers, "The wounds I was given at the house of my friends." Jesus came to his own, but they didn't receive him. One day they will remember their guilt in what led to his crucifixion, as predicted in Zechariah 12:10, where God promises there's coming a day when he will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me, the one they have pierced. Finally, in Zechariah 13:7, you find the words, "Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered." Jesus referred to this while predicting the disciples' desertion in Mark 14. These experiences are not coincidental in the life of Jesus. They fulfill prophecies made hundreds of years before by prophets inspired by God. Their fulfillment should encourage your faith in God.